Bamba burada gündüz acıdı, kimde bamerlim gıdın. Çiram yada namecu gözlara, tüm dördün gel ola bana. Rukancı zizan, bacılı zambı cübe çüdeyim gıdın. Gerbi yaptı durcan gıdın, ama bizim gittim eyledim. Rekaza o merda bezir, nilaydı lovrıcı madan, dedin güzide vadın zep, öncela madi vrıcı lan. Layıkı dallı damlı cengi, tuvum da damlı yıkın, ruva gönce dragi ce zamba, tamci ki durda gecü.
Ola sultan ruva namgın tadınya bisin, çin tamci ci tuğundu durbısın diye. Kumbhāra mūcī dhukhara sā. Tī chēdō tīng jīn dhēvara jōng chūlaṁ kēvara sā vunyāme. Tūsāṁ gōṁsūṁ jī sūnbara sā vunyāme. Sāmbāsāṁ jūchū tū tūkīvā mūrē tāvā.
It is for the sake of sentient beings countless in number as space is limitless in extent that the precious level of complete and perfect Buddhahood is to be accomplished. And in order to do so, one must become skilled in interdependent origination. To do this and to bring it to full completion is to develop the resolve to enlightenment, the bodhicitta with which Rinpoche asks us to begin.
Dene teren salu jangban dole songpe tenri jinnam ya dene jangwo lorin thayi ji kiza dole
So Rinpoche will briefly explain the subject of interdependent origination as it is taught in the Jamgon Lodur Thayi's treasury of knowledge based on the meaning as presented in the Rice Seedling Sutra.
Yang tak tinggal dia, orang cuma lah, siapa lah, hilang kita ini, korban kita ini, nyanyi kita ini tanggung.
And in the analysis of interdependent origination, there are three parts. There is interdependent origination as it relates to the fundamental nature, interdependent origination as it relates to the samsaric cycle, and interdependent origination as it relates to nirvana.
Tele tangbo hilo kitendre ne data rangi number tapa ne hilo tinjing de jong tha ta ta chi ta.
So the first of these is described in the stanza verse in the root text as follows. In terms of their fundamental character, the nature of these, in its utter purity, is interdependent arising, free of conclusions.
Nyande teda ka rangin nambar tapa. Rangin nambar tapa. Hilog nambar tapa. Nelog nambar tapa. Hilog sam. Hilog nambar tapa. Ye tin tin devar joan. E hilog ke tender te ye tender re. Ye tin tin devar joan yin jen. Ye tin ting devar joam, he looked at the end of the young, Truben ta tam jeda travati. He looked at the end of the day, the name Truben ta tam jeda drava, Trudari. Nasi konde je chuni tam. Diran yene. Tāng kondē jī chū tāṁ jē jī chūnyi āṁ kondē jī chū tāṁ jē jī rāngī nē dikabson rōng tāng tāwa tēngzē kāng nī jāng mā yōng chūnyē tē yīng kāng nī jāng yōng mā yōng kāng dō yāng mā sōng kāng dō yāng sōng dōg mā yōng kāng nā yāng mā nē pā sōng nē rō sōng tā tōng tā tā hī lōk jī tēng tē jē tē kōng tē jī chū tām jē jē nē lōk tē sōng nē rō sōng tā tā Chujin la chunyi tenbe, chujin kunzo te la chunyi tong tamba tenba te tenba amneba le tenbe. Chujin yang jenjik tab nandu, chujin kunzo je chu nang la jenjik ge nang wa yore. Jenjik tab nandu ni ne, chujin kunzo nang la jenjik nang wa du te, jenjik ge nang wa kharwa. Tu teni to jenga dan trawa re. Chujin kunzob ju chu nam la jenjik yo re. Chujin kunzob ju chu nam jenga se pa teyi kapsu tu teni to jenga dan trawa re. Jenga nam kapsu jenga dan trawa. Jenga nam wa de ka re chujin re. Jenga trawa de chujin re. Jenga ne som so. Rūpaṁ tātāṁ jētāṁ trāvē Āmā rāṁ yīndu sōṅbā Sōṅbā nē Sāvā khirāb lē Gōmbū lōtāp tīndzēbā Āmā sāvā khirāb lē Tīn jēn dēvār jūvā kāṁ Tēnē sōṅbā nīdu kī Tēnē tīnē Tīnē tāpā tē tēnē Āmā rāṁ yīndu kī sāvā sōṅbā Tīng dēvār jōngō kāng yīnbā tēnē tōngbā nī tu kēlā, tōngbā nī yīnbā kēlā. Tēnē, tīng dēvār jōngō tēnē tēnē dākpā tē. Tēnē dā sēcī tē mēngdāṁ tō kuyē dākpā tāñī tē tāṁ. Tēnē ōmē lā yīnbā kēsō. Dela tajur kona Tienjian drevar jongwa kanyin ba tene se di chujin re Se kangba sumba la tene se di teyang nyambo chujin la du na Tienjian drevar jongwa kanyin ba tene chujin Oma lando Tēnī tōngbā nī ōmā lāntō kētē Tēnī dākpā yīndi sē Tēnā wē, jīsō Vēsā yī kī tēndē yī lē Vēsā jī yī kī, tūdā jī yī kī tēndē jī yōlēn dēpār kēpārē Deva tam mangarte, ten garvar joro sena mangarte. Kunzo tani ji yolen dejam. Doendam ni ti rangi da nava seta. Nama midon tam samatani la tuba nam yai bisero.
So the commentary on this says so the first line of the root verse said the nature of these in its utter purity and these here refers to the relative and ultimate or apparent reality and genuine reality, that is to say, samsara and nirvana, and the the nature of these the makeup of these in its utter purity. Is interdependent origination, as this relates to their fundamental nature or basis. So we could also translate this, the interdependent origination of the basis, or if you prefer, the interdependent origination as this is to be understood in terms of the fundamental nature or basis of things. So, the completely pure nature of samsara and nirvana is, in terms of their fundamental nature, interdependent origination. And this interdependent origination is free of all theoretical conclusions deriving from conceptual elaborations. So, in speaking of the fundamental nature, we're speaking of the pure being, or the pure being of samsaric appearances of conditioned existence, as well as the pure being of nirvana, that is to say, the very nature or makeup of these, and that nature is beyond coming and going. So that nature is described here as not coming from anywhere, not going anywhere, not staying anywhere. Pure being is that which is supported on host phenomena. The term host phenomena means that phenomena are the host of their own nature. They bear their own nature. They carry that nature around. So, pure being is that which is supported on the host phenomena, and therefore, even at the very time when such host phenomena seem to be arising and ceasing, they are beyond or free of all theoretical conclusions produced through conceptual elaborations regarding the threefold relation of arising, staying, or ceasing. And Rinpoche explained here that that which manifests as if it were arising and ceasing are phenomena, and that which is beyond or is free of arising and ceasing is their nature. And that nature is supported or is found within those phenomena. The nature which does not arise and cease is found within phenomena. And therefore, this is taught to be that nature which is a golden mean or a middle path, a middle way. As taught in the Mula Madhyamaka Karikas, or the root knowledge for the middle path, anything rising interdependently is what is explained as being emptiness. What is imputed through relativity, this is precisely what constitutes middle path. And here Rinpoche reread the verse, casting it in logical format of a syllogism in the following way. If we take the first line and part of the next as the subject of a syllogism, then we get anything rising interdependently, given that as the subject, that is explained to be the emptiness, which is the middle path, because it is imputed through relativity, or imputed with respect to what is dependent or relative. So given anything arising interdependently, it is explained as being the emptiness, which is the middle path, because it is imputed through relativity. The luminous clarity, which is original wisdom, which Rinpoche explained as being that wisdom which is free of any limits, any theoretical conclusions. So that clear light or luminous clarity, which is original wisdom, transcends interdependent objects and is not in contradiction with what was said in the verse. So the fact that this wisdom transcends interdependence is not in contradiction. Because even though it transcends the conventions of relative reality, or the conventions of apparent reality, it manifests as even though it transcends the objects of apparent even though it transcends the objects of conventions in apparent reality, genuine reality itself manifests as their very nature, as the very nature of those relative conventions. And the former refers to the definitive meaning, the latter is classified relative to conventions, or in a conventional sense.
Tai kilop de tender de ngomzo.
So then we will now do a recitation meditation on interdependent origination in terms of the fundamental nature.
The Darangi number Tawani Kilopingendong Tatanga.
In terms of their fundamental character, the nature of these in its utter purity is interdependent arising, free of conclusions.
Konde ji chu tam je ji kilo gam nelok thak to bat de tu pen tha tam je ta ra ri chi ni
happened?
The ultimate nature of all the phenomena of samsara as well as nirvana are pure being, which is beyond any sort of theoretical conclusions. The phenomena of apparent reality display the characteristic of manifesting as arising and ceasing. However, even while seemingly arising and ceasing, they are in their very nature beyond rising and ceasing.
Dhyam penna malam tavare. Malam je kapsa malam je nava te kevatan gagpatan ne par nangre kenga ne par nang yimba kapsa ne lo ngoma te kenga ne par le debare. Pe te tang dava.
This can be understood in terms of the example of a dream where the appearances in the dream manifest as if they were arising, staying, and ceasing. However, the real nature of those manifestations is beyond any rising and staying and ceasing. Just as such dream appearances as being born, aging, being sick, or dying take on the appearance of arising, staying, and ceasing, in their actual nature, the actual nature of the consciousness which is experiencing dreaming of being born, aging, being sick, or ceasing, or dying, sorry, is... So the very nature of that consciousness, which is dreaming that it is being born, aging, being ill, and dying, is beyond any sort of arising, staying, or ceasing. And so the meaning of all of the appearances of samsara, which seem to be manifesting in such forms as being born, aging, being ill, and dying, are to be understood in the same way as the experiences in the dream.
Dhyam penna malamdo, malamdo na yimpa kapso, nelo nava, nava mepe, nava trupa lindevare, malamdo hi yimpa kapso yang, hiwa lindevare. Pe di yendo, tene korva kandir, na yimpa kapso yang, namdo trungo nava ramato, nelo nava yomare, hi yimpa kapso yang,
even in terms of samsaric experience, there seem to be an appearance of illness, Nevertheless, even while this illness seems to be appearing, its very nature is beyond any sort of arising and ceasing. There is a mere, from the point of view of deluded concepts, there seems to be an illness, but from the point of view of the fundamental character or real nature, there is no such manifestation. And similarly for dying, even at the very time when dying seems to be manifesting, its actual nature transcends the concept of death, or transcends any sort of conceptual elaboration regarding death. From the point of view of deluded concepts, there is taken to be death, but in terms of its fundamental character, it is beyond such conceptual interpretations.
Dena korbe donga le dover kepa la dini korbe hilo gtende de dogo gri kega nam chi donga le dover kepa la kega nam chi hilo gtende kega nam chi lende beton de dogo gri deta bu hilo gtende de ma do no dini turba le tor tu ma
In order to become liberated from the suffering of samsara, one must understand the fundamental nature of those samsaric appearances. And in order to become free of the sufferings of birth, aging, sickness, and death, we must understand the fundamental character of those appearances. If one does not understand their fundamental character, one will never be able to become liberated from one's delusions, one's mistaken ideas. So when one is experiencing a serious illness, even though one is actually experiencing the sensations of that go along with the illness, if one understands the fundamental character of that manifestation, then one will be able to be free of the suffering. Because the So the appearance of, or the manifestation of, an illness is itself a conceptual interpretation. It is produced through concepts, and the suffering comes through taking that conceptual production of the suffering, of the illness, as being true. So the suffering derives from taking the appearance of the illness as being truly existent. To understand this properly, what is meant by it, one should think of the example of the dream which Rinpoche gave previously. So when one is experiencing the manifestation of death, or the experience of death, if one is able to realize the interdependent origination as this relates to the fundamental nature of that, then one will be able to be free of the suffering of death. In terms of their fundamental character, the nature of these in its utter purity is interdependent arising, free of conclusions. So the teaching on interdependence as it relates to the fundamental character is presented in the text in two lines, and Rinpoche has repeated these a number of times so that we will be able to analyze them, and having analyzed them with one's intelligence, then one should meditate on
it.
So, since there are only two lines and there are not very many words to be considered, it's not the words which are the important thing, it's the analysis that one conducts, and on the basis of the understanding derived from that, it is very important then that one meditates. Then the second point is interdependence or interdependent arising as this relates to samsara, and it's described in one line of root verse as follows. Outer and inner, which arise dependently, are interdependence as these relate to samsara.
No.
So this subject of interdependence as it relates to samsara is quite complicated, involving many different explanations related both to outer and inner phenomena, as these are interdependently arising. And Rinpoche will only explain it very briefly this evening. But on Sunday, you will receive a photocopy of this section, so you'll be able to understand it better. But to explain it tonight would be too long.
Dene sirr jen yunga namda chan jukin tende jitsofu nawade nangi simchin je korwa lang korwa tiyang jukin tende lara lebar.
So the first thing that Rinpoche would like to say about this is that in referring to outer interdependence, this refers to the interdependent origination of all the phenomena one finds outside in samsara. And as far as inner interdependence goes, this refers to the interdependent origination of all of the sentient beings within the samsara cycle. There are many ways of describing or explaining how it is that sentient beings cycle in this recurrent cycle of existence. However, what is common to and what is extremely renowned for all contexts, all Buddhist contexts, is this explanation of beings as cycling within samsara due to the 12 interdependent links. So the first of the links is called not knowing, or not being aware, or ignorance. And this refers to being ignorant with regard to the emptiness, or the lack of a self, or the ultimate, the genuine reality, or the true nature. And this ignorance is the root of all delusions, is the root of all afflicted emotional states, and is the root of all suffering.
Something ne zumi ji ne zumi chin chi mi ji la la chi gre tene la zukanta zumi je la yang korwa korwa sin chi le se na tene korwa jo re korwa le ma le ba le som kan sa na ya korwa le chi.
So it is because of this ignorance that one takes pleasant or attractive objects and attaches to them, and towards unattractive objects one develops aversion or dislike, and with respect to the those in between, neutral objects, one is indifferent or is in the dark with respect to what is to be adopted and rejected. And because of these, then, because of these three, of the attachment, aversion, and indifference, one creates those karmic actions, or performs those karmic actions which create the samsaric cycle. And in that connection, there are three types of samsaric actions committed, first being meritorious karmic deeds, the second being non-meritorious karmic deeds, and the third being what are called non-moving karmic action, or the deeds not involving motion, which have to do with meditative concentration. All three of these are referred to as contaminated or tainted karmic acts, and through through non-meritorious karmic deeds, one performs those actions which create the lower realms, so that one takes rebirth with the, among the hill beings, the hungry ghosts, and the animals. And through meritorious deeds, one is reborn as a god or human and achieves the happiness found in those realms. And through karmic deeds which do not involve motion, one achieves rebirth as a god among the on one of the levels of the meditational gods, the first level being the form realm with its 17 god realms, or 17 levels of concentration. The other type being called formless gods, which involve four dimensions of four dimensions not involving form. So all of these gods are samsaric beings and possess within them the cause for recycling within samsaric existence.
This is a Jyotoma Marekpala Tente, Tango Marekpala Tente, Tene Nyeba, Tente Nyeba Lendu Zinjoma.
Then on the basis of the first of the 12 links, namely ignorance, the second of them, called karmic formations, occurs.
Tene Le Som Je Pakya Tang Dembe Nam Hite, สมบัตินามที่ดีนะครับเนี่ยกุญเจนามที่เคเลบลอลาเคเลบลอลาเลเจปาชาคุญเจนามที่เลยครับเนี่ยเนี่ยกุญเจนามที่เลเลเจปาชาปาชาตันเตนนามที่เตเนี่ยกุญเจนามที่เคมเลบลอลายีเจนามที่ละเนี่ยเลซอมเจปาชาครับเนี่ย Dorna kuinke nam siya yeji nam ki le le som ki ya te tene jeva, jeva lenpa po ngar chi drabu ina tan di kapsu ngar chi ji ya re ngar churwar sepa ngar lanju par sepa supe sepe nam si te tene sompa nam si ji ina ngar ha muwa ame ngar My ingar.
Oh, hore.
Yeah. That was
one. dusele tene namshe yo ni
me me leje pakha da de be leje pakha da de be nam hi te nga tu khu lo wa nam hi te tene so ba nam hi ji na re ya
tene duze di
leso am je pakha nam hi le ga re leso am je pakha da de be nam hi te nam hi ji na
So, based on the karmic formations, together with the tendencies, habitual patterns associated with those, consciousness arises. And there are various explanations of where these tendencies are recorded. For those schools which posit and Alaya Vijnana, or an all-based consciousness, there, in those schools, the habitual patterns are the habitual patterns connected with the three types of karmic action are registered within the all-based consciousness. For those schools which do not posit an all-based consciousness, the habitual patterns connected with the three types of karmic actions are stored within the mental consciousness or the rational faculty. And it is this consciousness, together with the habitual patterns recorded within it or imprinted within it, that enters the womb of the mother and is thus reborn.
Donna tai kete kete te sache temba me ba jar do bi re jar ba ko so jar ba temba me
ore
temba me ba jar de re te ne ni se ba na ye balam na ye je ye je ra ye je je lu dan de be thur ba yong re te ne ma yi ngwa la ma yu pa pa ta te ta te ne Nam ki ji.
Shiva sarda.
Jambo I chati ase jag re, tene malam na ji je. Ye je ran ji 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 lu yo gare. Lu je dro ba yo gare. Te ma la nga do, ma I nga do ma yo pa pa ta te la, nam ki ji.
So this link with this link, which is being called consciousness, wanders in the intermediate state until it enters the womb of the mother in the next life, and that state is called consciousness.
Tigli karma nam hi som chik dhan dhri te chik dhan dhri gire chik dhan dhri te tene dhepa kaap sota sorovan dhokhi dhose nam hi ye te meng tam jitin gore meng tam zog ki phongpo dhe zog re tene meng zog ki yin naam chik re
So then at the time when the seed of the father comes together with the egg of the mother and the consciousness which is possessed of the habitual patterns mixes with these so that there is a mixture of the seed of the father and the mother and the consciousness then at that time what occurs is called it's called name and form. It's given the name of name and form, and in that connection, what is being called name refers to the four mental consciousnesses, which include feelings, the discriminatory process, the mental formations and consciousness. So those four skandhas are called name, and the form skandha is then what is called form. So those five together then are given the name, name and form.
Tene rinpe ta meke wangpo, meke chenji, nabi chenji, nai chenji, chee chenji, luji chenji, yinji chenji, chenji chok rinpe zo yungre. So te ta wangpo ngarwa. Wangpo ngate chenji, ngapo te la chenji sikre. Wangpo ngang yiji wangpo te chenji, chenji chok rinpe zo yungpa kapso. Tene, tanda, chenji jina, chenji. Mare, mingzog le tiende chenji chupa. Kande se chok zwa hako kume wa.
Then the next link is called sensory fields or doors of perception. And these arise dependent on name and form. So name and form are the fetal personality in both of its possessing the four qualities of mind and the physical body. And dependent on those, the sensory fields, those related to the eyes, the nose, the ear, the tongue, body, and mind, all develop. And among these, the central ones at this point are the five sensory consciousnesses, five sensory faculties.
So.
So with name and form, the fetal personality, as the cause, the result are these doors of perception. The next link is called contact, because once the doors of perception are formed, then they begin to contact their respective objects, such as eye contacting forms, ear contacting sounds, and so on. So given the doors of perception, the next link that develops is contact.
Tene rikpa la ten te chorwa yungre, yor tanda pena mek tang zog la ten te mek nang ki je zog rikre, te la ten te tene chorwa deva dungan yungre, te kinde wangpo kanga le chikpa yore, rikpa la ten te tene chorwa
yungre. So then, having contact, the next link that develops is feeling. So through the various consciousnesses contacting their respective forms, the sensations or feelings of pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral arise. And this is the same for all of the consciousnesses, that the contact between consciousness and object produces a sensation or a feeling. Positive or
negative.
And through feeling as the cause, the result is craving, craving being yearning or grasping, which arises due to the feeling experienced.
Tene ta sepa la tente lemba yore. Lemba sejute sepa am kenja ka yor te la de lemba. Te lemba te kinto me kinto ne or kondo de lo che valaba. Na lemba ta.
So then, based on craving, the next to develop is grasping. This is to be understood in a very literal sense of taking a hold of, taking in one's hand, in the same sort of way that if one sees a fruit and wants it, then one grasps it, takes a hold of it. So the tenth link then is called becoming or existence, and this refers to the fact that having grasped after the object of one's craving, one through grasping creates or performs karmic action. So this is the second spot at which we have seen karmic action playing a role in these links, and the karmic action referred to here is that type of karmic action which produces the birth that is to follow. So this link, this tenth link of becoming, is the is that karmic action, the engaging in those karmic actions which actually produce the following birth, whether it is to be a birth in the higher realms or wherever, and through the or by the power of that karma, one is then reborn. So the 11th link is called birth. And based on being born, then aging and death occur. So what is meant by aging here is what occurs immediately upon having been born. The aggregates which have been born begin to change, and that change is the process of aging. And when that aging process, that those changes have reached a certain point or have run their course, then one dies. So aging and death go together.
So nāzi ki le te sīpa te. Tanda le sa te.
Tini je di...
Je te tse dila yore.
Se dila yore.
Je pa nāne, chupa sīpa te, jeva sama jeva nāzi ki le re. Le ni rūpa.
No.
Oya. Tā kusam. Oya. Jeva amala ni, tse dila je, jeva sama la.
So, if we look at these, this set of 12 links in terms of how karmic action functions, or how it's divided up through these 12 links, the first two links, ignorance and karmic formations, the karmic formative process, refer to those karmic deeds performed in previous lives which have produced this life. That's what the first two links refer to. The karmic deeds performed in a previous life but which have produced this one. Then the next eight links from consciousness up to the next eight links from consciousness up to grasping are what are present, what are functioning within this life, during this life. And then the tenth one, becoming, is what produces the following life with its birth, aging, and death.
Tende jeva ngame deva re, jeva na?
Na re.
Tende jo sena yang jeva sema dupcho te pako gre. Ti sena, tende yena jo ni te ti, tse soma, jeva soma jeva te, jeva ngama dan sema la mamong biche do jerko.
Sima suma.
Sarso. Tvesom, tjevasom, tjevasom hamuwa.
Ngame tjeva, datawe tjeva, damsime tjeva.
Rea. Tjeva ngama, ngama te, djore, tsende, tjeva ngama devore, tsende, djore, tjeva samate yan, tsende yin devore.
No.
Tenda utobu gure.
No.
Ya.
So one also has to understand the way that these, one is talking about three different lifetimes being referred to in these 12 links. One is both talking about the previous life, which served as the cause for this one being the result of the deeds performed in the previous life. At the same time, this present life is functioning as the cause for the next life. So we're talking about three different lifetimes, the former, the present, and the following, and the way they relate to each other as cause and effect. So, how does one meditate on the 12 links? One takes them from the beginning with ignorance, and goes all the way through up to aging and death, counting them up, enumerating them one at a time, going through the various steps without the mind wandering to anything else, and in this way understands how samsaric life is karmically produced, such that this type of meditation serves two functions. In taking the 12 links as the object of focus without letting the mind wander, this develops shamatha, calm abiding, and through the understanding developed through that, one develops vipassana, or superior insight. So through taking the 12 links, starting with ignorance and karmic formations, and going all the way up to birth, aging, and death, seeing how these relate to each other as cause and effect, without letting the mind wander to any other object, develops the shamatha, calm abiding, and meditating on these 12 links as not being truly existent, develops vipassana or superior insight.
Then
the third is called the interdependent links in the reverse order. So Rinpoche, so Rinpoche is telling us how to meditate while he's reading the explanation. For those who do not understand Tibetan and cannot follow the meaning, one should focus on the sound of his voice, developing a samadhi related to the sound of his voice. That means that one concentrates one-pointedly on the sound of the voice without the mind wandering to anything else, and in this way lets the mind relax naturally into itself. Whoever reverses the order sees the links of nirvana. Because they contact what is vital in Buddha's speech, through serious thought, the meaning is understood.
Lugdo nyande je tender la lam je tender tan devu tender ni le tangbo lam je tender ne korva tender lokso jupa lungjong tender chuni bitsawa mare payibe tender chuni bitsawa mare payibe sena Marek nyembo de karre, marek nyembo repi yikire. De repi yikike dote. Repi yikike marepa dote, jomte. Marek bengarda ranzon repi yikire, ranzon repi yikike marepa dote, jomte. Tusan gomsom di hirabji, tupi hirab, sambi hirab, gombi hirabji. Jun kombara sebe. Tusan gomba hira di jun kombo. Kombara sebe. Tambu. Yi tsawa marik bato. Chusan gongsum di kirab di dun kombe, dende chungin di tawa marekpa do, marekpa leto. Te lope, te si di tera du satakare. Marekpa te lope, dope, tela temba, marekpa tela temba yinam, remji dode, remji kades dure. Marekpa dope le duzi do. Dozi dope nan ki dope menzok dopa ne kiva dope gaki dopa padarimbe dote din dopa rambate jom garpe devam garpe rambate jom ina devam majom pare siparan jopa jo sepe sipa kamsom kovarin jopa jo sepe jom ina tene devam majom pare Corbin nearly Garval Jorte, Siba comes from Corbin nearly Gagre. Kittingly Corbin nearly Garval Jorte, Gar Sijikare, Corbin nearly Garvam, Corvan Jorte. They are Gombo Lodro Jikittingly. Kiavan Gagwe and Degan Gagwan Jorikiso. Kiavan Gagwe and Degan Gasit, Kiavan Gan and Gaikin Gare Kanga Kandis and Gagre Sena. They Kevan Gakwe Gaikin Gaza Tamatine, Marekpan Gakwe Len, Dozin Gakwani, Kevan Gakwe Gaikin Gakpa part of Jagu, Dekan Gakwa Jo, Kiso. They are Nanjurpam, Nanjurma, Tarpa, Dopa, Tarpa Tonda Jenirva Namji, Kovan Drupe Le. Kovan drope le jone masa pe jo masa na dev sin kovar kiva mi de dozi gagba se jo le dozi mi na devon kovan drugo mare kovan le trovan de banam je jo kovan dozi je le do maze na devon kovan drugo mare teke to ya Korvat Savan Dozi te Tezir Ken and Domizi Kizon. Korvat Savan Len Dozi, but the Isena Kevan and Domizi. Kovati Riki Le Masasoma Kiso. They were thinking they were doing Kiso. That is Jewish tended to buy Dozi.
So the interdependent links associated with nirvana are in the reverse order, or are the reverse of the previous, and include two parts, a path aspect and a result aspect. The first, the path, it is ignorance which is the root of the 12 links in their progressive order, the 12 links of samsara, traversed in progressive order, and therefore it is through a wisdom which knows, or which is not ignorant, that this is reversed. So Rinpoche said here that since it is ignorance which is the this not knowing, which is the root of all of the rest of the 12 links, then its remedy is knowing. And the type of knowing meant is self-arising knowing, self-manifesting awareness, which is original wisdom. And through this, one is liberated from the samsaric cycle. Through accustoming oneself to a continuum of prajna, or higher knowledge, as related to listening, reflecting, and meditating, the ignorance, which is at the very root of the first link, is counteracted. So Rinpoche said that one must accustom oneself to the knowledge arising through listening to teachings, reflecting over them, and meditating on them continually. One must habituate oneself to that continually, and through developing this continuity of that knowledge, one will be able to counteract, that is to say, become free of, that lack of awareness or ignorance, which is the very root starting out the samsaric linking process. Through counteracting that, and what does that mean? It means ignorance. Through counteracting that, or through reversing that ignorance, then all of the others which are dependent on it will successively be counteracted. So through counteracting ignorance, then involvement in karmic formation is counteracted, and that reverses all of the other links all the way up to birth, aging, and death. Through eliminating the cause for engaging in conditioned existence, the state of samsara is crossed. That is to say, the all of the various levels of the three realms of samsara are crossed over, one becomes free of them through eliminating the cause for engaging in conditioned existence, which is this ignorance. As stated in the letter to the friend, as taught in the letter to his friend by Nagarjuna, the guardian of beings, through birth having ceased, or through stopping birth, all of these are stopped. So when there is no birth, then the preceding link will also not be valid, and the preceding and the preceding all the way back to the ignorance, which also will cease. Furthermore, yogis, and this means yogis and yoginis, who desire liberation, who want to achieve the state of freedom, do not accumulate the causal ground, which is karmic action, and which creates samsara. And therefore, the result, birth into samsara later, does not occur. So without the cause, the effect does not occur. And therefore, they avoid engaging in karmic formation, or forming karmic deeds. As is said in another text, the root of samsaric cycling is the karmic formative process. Therefore, experts do not engage in karmic formation. Those who are really skilled do not engage in karmic formation.
tibatanda yana magona, then it don't dogumare, don madona, tribale dortogumare. Tuba lambda my yapa, tibatanda my yapa. Tedakatun lepar topar sagupe. Tinjong a sort de demba nida, tinjong a sort lepar yanta of a topogre, topar sagupe. Then tender jindo. Tender jindo, madava yere. Dikap jikepa de salad young bandore. Salad young bandoi gumbatar. Larian kunze chin mobile. Larian sejite, de hisazo de sombare. Mama, and tepa chichon hisa chine navar yabakas, tender jinav yat jeba chin sombare. Dikaps of Larian, salad young bandola tender jinav yati. Then it. Tanda, he looked at tender and covered tender, and yonder the tender swum, subject swum, saying that Jones H. gave a yes.
Take what Chi Chung in Yamshak. Take what Chi Chung in Yamshak becomes a Jibber
Jibber. Yamya, Mara, Namya,
Namya, Shibya, Shibya Chi in Yamshak. Namshak. Shibya chi namshak.
Take what you do, he's a chi in the number of your cup, so the indigenous of your chi here.
So we've heard the explanation of interdependent arising as it related to the path, then as it relates to the result. Is explained as follows. So, having Buddhahood, which means having achieved Buddhahood, then what occurs, the very thing that happens, is the accomplishment of the benefit of sentient beings. And the way that happens is like a dream or an illusion. And Rinpoche's explanation of that is that having achieved Buddhahood, then the way in which the benefit of beings is carried out is in a way which is an inseparability of appearance and emptiness, like a dream or an illusion. So anyone, meaning any individual, who sees that all phenomena are merely interdependently originated, that person will not entertain views of there being a self, other, existence, or non-existence. Such a person will also not think in terms of the theoretical conclusions associated with the three times, which means, or another way of saying it, he will not conceptualize the extremes of the three times, which Rinpoche commented on as meaning, he or she will not take the three times as being truly existent. And since that person will not fall into the views of those monastics and Brahmins who posit a self and so on, that is to say, any views involving movement, meaning views involving conceptual movement, conceptual activity in the mind. Since the person who sees that all phenomena are merely independent origination will not fall into such views involving conceptual activity. He or she will radically eliminate the views of the transitory composite. The views of the transitory composite refer to 20 different ways of associating a self with the aggregates of the skandhas, considering the skandhas as being a self or as belonging to oneself. So there are 20 views in that connection, and these will be cut off by the root such that they do not remanifest, and are replaced with that which has the nature of being unarising, or free of arising and free of ceasing. So it is that ultimate nature which is free of both arising and ceasing. And such an individual contacts what is most vital among all of the diversity of the teachings found within the speech of the Buddha. Rinpoche comment here that this means that a person who realizes this will reach an understanding of the most profound aspects of the limitless teachings of the Buddha. And having understood the meaning of the truth, that is to say, having understood the meaning of the truth of genuine reality, or the ultimate truth, the stage of the all-seeing ones is reached, this being the level of omniscience. Then there's a quotation from Nagarjuna's text, the Mula Madhyamaka Karikas, saying, whoever sees interdependent origination sees suffering origination, sees suffering origin ceasing and the path itself. So, in this quotation, the terms suffering, origination, ceasing, and path itself are the names of the four truths: the truth of suffering, truth of the origination of all suffering, the truth of the cessation of that suffering, and the truth of the path. And Rinpoche's commentary was that anyone who sees the precise nature of interdependent origination sees the precise nature of suffering, sees the precise nature of the origin of that suffering, sees the precise nature of its cessation, and sees the precise nature of what constitutes the path itself. So having seen the ultimate truth, then one is able to eliminate the delusions connected with apparent truth. Therefore, through thinking seriously about what makes up the two truths and interdependent origination, without leaving it at listening alone, this is what is to be properly understood. The meaning of this is what is to be properly understood. So Rinpoche commented here that the term seriously means that one is emphasizing, one sees the importance of this and is emphasizing it. So through reflecting on what it is that makes up the two truths, the truth of apparent reality and the truth of genuine reality, as well as the origination of things in an independent fashion, one achieves an understanding of that which cannot be understood through listening alone. Through listening to teachings alone, one will not understand the meaning. It is necessary also to follow that up with meditation. So this is what must be understood. And it is for this reason that here some attention again has been given to the meaning of interdependence as it is explained in the Rice Seedling Sutra and has been described again here. So Rinpoche explained that the term again is used here because Jamgon Lodutai at another place in the Treasury of Knowledge when he was explaining the classification of objects of knowledge in general as these are explained in the greater and lesser vehicles gave an expanded explanation of interdependence, and here is giving a brief one. And finally, the Rice Seedling Sutra is mentioned, but there are many sutras that explain interdependence.
Zubdo nyande tendu su towa sanje song ne la rikuse nintin sambe te don to pacha.
So now we do the recitation meditation. Whoever reverses the order sees the links of Nirvana. Links of Nirvana because they contact what is vital in Buddha's speech. What is to be understood, or the meaning to be understood, this is the meaning to be understood through serious thought.
Human marek pang gapa ni nipa leen duje gapa tang chukti pitya wang gapa ni chun nipa gashin gapa padra leen jen gate yamine deyate chor lekpar khun du chupa lekpar ishipe sanje ju song de sanje ju song Song Sanji ju song chu tan te te meluk la meluk tokpa se Nendin chen du go ni luk tokpa ten de tokpa tabla mbae ka sa
So because anyone who reverses the order by eliminating ignorance will eliminate karmic formation and will similarly eliminate all of the successive links up to and including birth, as a result of which aging and death are reversed or eliminated. And through understanding this procedure, one is provided with a means for realizing the profound meaning of the teachings on which one has seriously reflected. So then, Rinpoche is quoting again from the Mula Madhyamaka Karikas. Whoever sees interdependent origination sees suffering, origin, ceasing, and path itself.